for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go. Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. I haven't done a podcast in a really long time. I'm glad to be here. Glad you're listening. So today's title is, it's really not that hard. It's really not that hard. I want to start talking about sleep, and then I'm going to move on to my point for today. But sleep isn't that hard. Marketers might make it seem otherwise, but really, sleep's not that hard. Marketers can do what they want. People have been sleeping for, I did a Wikipedia search, for at least 50-something years, people have been sleeping. Now, people have been sleeping forever. People have been sleeping. It's natural. Sleep numbers, sleeping pills, sound soothers, sleeping mask, any of those things, they're not really necessary. They might help you, special mattress, but it's not needed. It's not needed. You can sleep fine. Sleep isn't really that hard. It's not rocket science. You don't need to go to school. You don't need an advanced degree. There are two bits of information I would like to share about sleep before I go on to make my main point. First point, sleep isn't a location. It's a spectrum, right? It's not really like an on and an off. That it's more of a spectrum, that a night without perfect sleep is still restorative, and that we need to keep that in mind. The second point about sleep is that we do ourselves this disservice when we wake up in the morning and we calculate how little sleep we got instead of thinking about how much sleep we did get. Right? This is just a different way of looking at the glass half full, that we should look at what we did get. My point here, though, doesn't have to do with sleep. It has to do with your spiritual religious life. Your spiritual religious life isn't that hard either. To have a life filled with admirable ethics, enviable virtues, and sane priorities, it's simply nothing too hard. It's nothing you need that much help in order to do or to do well. Certainly, there are marketers who will tell you otherwise. There are seminars, there are books, there are podcasts, and there are newsletters. And let me be honest, religion outside the box offers all of those. But really, really, truly, truly, you don't need any of those as much as you need just a commitment to do good and to be well. That's all you really need. Just make a commitment to do good and be well. And you too can have admirable ethics, enviable virtues, and sane priorities. With much luck to you and much love in keeping it simple, this is Rabbi Brian.